This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, October 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers seek answers on poultry firms' closure, biofuel grants awarded, and Illinois' share of pumpkin market is scary big. Lawmakers press USDA on investment in Pure Prairie poultry after plant closure. Nine Republican lawmakers are seeking additional insight into the USDA's $45.6 million investment in Pure Prairie poultry, which closed earlier this month, and the steps the agency has taken to help growers. The shuttered plant in Charles City, Iowa, received $6.9 million in grant from the USDA Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program and a $39 million food supply chain guaranteed loan from the agency. In a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, the lawmakers say the plant reported liabilities of between $100 million and $500 million, with $50 million to $100 million in assets. The lawmakers say they're deeply concerned about the lack of oversight USDA has provided in the case. USDA is responsible for keeping tabs on taxpayer-funded grants it administers, but it clearly dropped the ball with Pure Prairie. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley, one of the letter's signers, said in a press release, "Iowans and others across America's heartland have lost their jobs and their poultry market as a result of Pure Prairie's closure. USDA must explain to Congress and the public what went wrong to help prevent a repeat scenario." House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman of Arkansas both signed the letter, as did Representatives Brad Fenston and Michelle Fishback of Minnesota, Randy Feenstra and Ashley Henson of Iowa, Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin, and Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa. The USDA response. USDA spokesperson Alan Rodriguez told AgriPulse in a statement that the department has been, quote, working furiously to rebuild and create new markets for farmers after many important ones were decimated by trade wars and the COVID-19 pandemic. He added that millions of dollars of investments in these lawmakers' states are providing critically important new options for farmers, strengthening local and regional food supply chains, expanding independent processing capacity, lowering input costs, and more, actions which many of these signers have championed. At the same time, given its importance as a processing option for Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin farmers, USDA is working to help the facility reopen, Rodriguez said. Rather than trying to score political points, those members of Congress should work with USDA to reopen the facility and pass a new farm bill, which is now 2 years late. Biden administration awards grants to increase domestic biofuel access. USDA has awarded $39 million in grants to fueling station and distribution owners and other businesses to support the availability of affordable domestic biofuels. The grants come from the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program and the Bio-Based Market Access and Development Program, which utilize funding from the Commodity Credit Corporation and Inflation Reduction Act. Grants from the Higher Blends Infrastructure Program help owners of fueling stations and marine, rail, and home heating oil facilities install and upgrade infrastructure to support biofuels. These could include fuel pumps, dispensers, and storage tanks. The grants will go to 39 projects in 18 states, including California, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Texas, and others. The agency will also use $200 million in previously transferred CCC funds to create the Bio-Based Product Market Development and Access Grant Program. The goal is to support bio-based technologies and bring pilot-scale demonstrations to market. By increasing the supply of biofuels made here in the U.S., we're helping to lower costs for American families, strengthen our energy independence, create new seams of income for agriculture producers, and bringing good-paying jobs to people in rural communities. That the words of Deputy Ag Secretary Sochil Torres Small in a release. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. APHIS approves new genetically modified plant varieties. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has cleared genetically modified corn, almond, and tomato varieties for sale in the U.S. The agency has determined a corn variety developed by Green Lab, Inc. that produces an enzyme to degrade cellulose and is resistant to the herbicide glufosinate is unlikely to pose an increased pest risk compared to other plants. It also cleared an almond intended by Halo Genetics to be less reliant on pollinators and more efficient to harvest. The agency also approved a tomato developed by Norfolk Plant Sciences, which was genetically engineered for color and nutritional reasons. Kennedy has to stay on ballot in Michigan and Wisconsin. The Supreme Court has rejected Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s request to remove his name as a presidential candidate from the ballot in Michigan and Wisconsin. The ruling issued yesterday could complicate Donald Trump's ability to win the swing states if Kennedy supporters stick with their original candidate instead of voting for Trump, as Kennedy has been urging them to do. Kennedy said on a call with supporters Monday night, quote, "With Trump, you're voting for me. You're voting for Elon Musk. You're voting for Tulsi Gabbard. You're voting for J.D. Vance." Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, October 30th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.